better. And the examples, unfortunately, I mean, the Chuck Berry statue is an example of something that we kept hearing that it was approved, but council never really got the vote on it, and it kind of went to some committee somewhere.
That never came to us.
Well, you know what? It turns out it was actually in your minutes. Somebody mentioned it in your minutes, and that counted. It went to a commission somewhere.
Letters.
Arts and Letters. Oh, yeah. Arts and Letters had a presentation
yeah.
on it.
And you guys,
but they did not vote.
I know. And you also, you approved, I believe there was a vote on the walkway, and they said, well, that's close enough. You guys, that includes Chuck Berry. Now, I mean, that was clearly not the way it should have been. But council never got to vote on it either. Okay, so whatever. And I'm afraid to some extent the ongoing issues with the driving range were things that council never got to vote on either. So all I'm asking is for maybe a broader look at what the ordinances say, and to make without diminishing the importance of this commission, maybe making some of your stuff simply recommendations so council really gets to sign off on them. And it's not to take stuff away from you guys, but it's sort of like, I felt that I'm voting to approve money on a project that I don't know anything about or was never told about, and it's the 20% match because, I don't know, the 80% is coming from I don't know where. All we're getting to do is to vote on the maintenance agreement, but we're not getting to vote on the project itself. So I think that for future, maybe we need to look at some of the ordinances and put that on a discussion at an upcoming meeting, and or even have a brief discussion right now as to how you guys feel about that, with some more facts on it.
Could you provide copies of those ordinances that you're referring
right.
to?
Right, and Andrea is the one that actually looked into that. She's not.
We have ordinances
given.
As to what our duties apply to us, but I would be stunned if anyone here thought we had the final say on the Greenway.
Right.
Every one of us thought we were voting on a recommendation to go to council.
We've been told.
Well, if he's referring to ordinances, that's different than the city charter copies.
Well, but if you look through your book, you have both.
So it seems to be confusion.
But we may not have all the ordinances he's talking about. That's what I'm saying.
All right, for this.
I think there's a time to discuss it.
Yeah,
Mr. Kraft. We have a very full agenda, and so could we just for this specific item, we are forming a subcommittee, we will discuss it, but ultimately can we send an item to council, this item eventually to council for council's approval? Can we take a pass on the actual?
Well, I don't know that we want to do that.
We may not, but I'm wondering if there may be other things. I'm just wondering, is that what you're researching for us?
You know, that's the classic, we'll have to talk to our city attorney.
Okay.
I also think that's getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yes, it is.
We just formed a subcommittee.
But we obviously have missed some things.
Yes.
It's my impression that you guys could vote to pass this or reject it tonight, mm-hmm. and that's the end of it.
Okay.
All right. All right. With this new knowledge, do we want to continue with the subcommittee, or do we want to take a vote on the issue?
No. We already passed
All right.
the subcommittee.
All right. So then we are done talking about your trees for the evening.
Thank you very much.
And it will be on our agenda when we next talk about trees, and it probably won't be for a couple months.
Thank you.
While we do some.
Appreciate
all right, thank you. We would. Yeah.